ease and free from all restraints, I told him, already knowing what his reaction would be. He scowled at me, his brow furrowed, and those thick black eyebrows of his went down low. I'm not jealous, not even in the slightest. I don't want to be out. I want to be restrained. Bella isn't a ball and chain. She's my wife, my other half. I rolled my eyes. Yeah, yeah, I know. She's perfect. She is. One day you are going to be in the same situation, and these Monday recaps are going to be more about what you and your wife, or at least your steady girlfriend, did for the weekend. He said it as if it were fact. Don't count on it, I retorted. It's going to happen eventually, he said, with that irritating authority in his voice. No, it isn't, I grumbled. I told you I'm not meant to be settled down like you. Why do married guys always think everyone else should be like them? Because we know how good life can be when you have a woman in your life who makes you feel good, he said easily. I grinned. I've met plenty of women in my life who make me feel pretty damn good. He rolled his eyes. Not like that, asshole. Good like inside your soul. I did have a girlfriend, I offered, until she told me she had a boyfriend. Adrian sighed, shaking his head. Shouldn't that be a question you ask before you take a woman to bed? I shrugged a shoulder. Probably, but she's the one who came on to me. I'm the innocent party in this equation. When she told me she had a boyfriend, I told her I wanted no part of that drama. I'm a lover, not a fighter. She keeps calling me. That's how good I am. I winked. I hope you used your name and not mine. Bella will kick my ass if I get tangled up in another one of your love triangles. Yes, I used my name, I said. Everyone on the planet knows you're married now. You've ruined that for me. Good, I chuckled, thinking back to the many escapades I had gotten the poor guy into by pretending to be him. We didn't look alike, but I could get away with it with some of the tourists who didn't personally know who he was. Anyone from Crete knew exactly who Adrian Gabris was and would have told me to kick rocks. When I used Adrian's name, I could retain my anonymity and never have to worry about angry ladies hunting me down after I forgot to call them the next morning. Those days were gone. Any trouble I got into, I had to own up to. Truthfully, I had slowed down my wild behavior a lot in the past couple of years. It just wasn't as much fun anymore. I was a little envious of what Adrian had with Bella. He'd changed. He was happier and more confident and seemed content, like he didn't have a care in the world. I'm going out for some gelato, I said. Want me to bring you back any? Adrian shook his head. Bella and I are going to lunch soon. I'll see you later, then. I left the building, appreciating the fresh air with the hint of sea. I loved Crete. I loved Greece, but I had an itch to move, to explore the world. It was something that had just kind of crept up on me over the past few months. I had talked to Adrian about taking an extended holiday. He was all for it, but I hadn't done it yet. I was going a little stir-crazy. The sameness of my world was driving me crazy. It was a typical day in Crete. The sun was out, the humidity was a little on the high side, and the streets were packed with tourists. It was hard for anyone to resist the allure of the island. I mulled over what it would be like in Paris or New York. I'd been to Athens plenty of times, but I knew the size didn't compare to the big cities. There was a sense of adventure bubbling to life inside me. I was almost 30, and I hadn't explored the world yet. I needed to do that, I decided. I pushed open the door to Cade Kouris's gelato shop, anxious to get my craving for something sweet satisfied. My big Italian friend was standing behind the counter and saw me come in. He grinned a huge smile that could truly light up a room. Rand! He shouted. I waved, ignoring the looks from the others in the shop. Cade was a loud guy. I didn't think he meant to be. He just was. I chalked it up to his Italian heritage, even though he'd basically been raised in Greece. Hey, Cade, I answered in a much more subdued tone. Here for some gelato, he asked. I gave him a look. No, I came to get a burger. He looked confused. Here? No, you big oaf, I want gelato. Why the hell else would I be here? To see me? He grinned, fluttering his eyelashes at me. I groaned. No, don't do that. People never know if you're serious or not. It's killing my game. You have no game. I do, and you're jealous of it, I retorted, eyeing up the raspberry gelato. Same? He asked.